no substitute for a song that you can rely on. Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 450. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week in some familiar territory. That was great power pop there from the Speedways. That song is called Seen Better Days, and it's on the new album, Just Another Regular Summer. It came out May 27th on God's Candy Records. That's the project of Matt Julian, who's been a kind of mainstay in the pop punk world. He decided he would record and release an entire power pop album, play one show, and that would be it. And that's how the Speedways happened. I'm very sad because that's a band that I would like to hear over and over and over again. I got lots of music for you this week. It's been a rough one. Didn't do a podcast last week. Sometimes it's just hard to get enthused about things when the world's just a burning hellscape. So I went back to power pop because that's what makes me happy. And luckily I got an email from the folks in Crocodile Tears down in Austin telling me they had a new EP out and wanted to debut one of the songs on the Too Much Rock podcast, and that made me very happy. So we're going to go and play that track here, and the song is called Tuned Out, and it is the title track of the four-song EP, which will come out on June 29th on the band's new label, Street Magic. So here we are. This is Crocodile Tears with Tuned Out.
Close my mind and lots to say. I used to think he was a friend of mine.
Life gives you lemons, you make bubblegum lemonade. That is Brad Marino with the song Should Have Known. That is on a new EP called Four Track Attack that he's putting out himself on June 28th. You may know Brad as the front man from The Connection. This is his solo effort, and entirely a solo effort. He plays every instrument on that one, and it's a very wonderful album. That's one of the songs he's written on there, very happy to get more music from Brad. Before that, we heard from David Hawkins' project, Hawk. That song is called Allison's Gone, and it's on a new album called Bomb Pop. It came out earlier this May. I think he put that out himself, and I think it may be digital only. The band is amazing. It is David Hawkins and his normal guitarist, but then he's also picked up Ken from the Posies, picked up a member of the Attractions, picked up somebody from the Jayhawks, and just built a fantastic power pop album there. And then we started off with that world premiere of Tuned Out by Crocodile Tears, based out of Austin. So anyway, lots of power pop for you, because that's what I needed this week. Hopefully it's what you needed too. But that's just kind of how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to shift gears just a little bit for the next couple of songs. This is a track by Snail Mail. The song is called Heat Wave. Spending every weekend so far gone.
I'm going to work high. I'm sitting at work high. I'm smoking at work high. Nice to meet you.
Shift there to include a couple of different voices on the podcast this week. Starting that set with Snail Mail. That's a project of Lindsay Jordan, and the song is called Heat Wave. That's on the new album Lush, which Matador just put out on June 8th. It's a very good album with hints of Chastity Belt and certainly Adult Mom in there. And then we heard from Gobin Jr. That is the project of Emma Whitmer of New York. The song I played is called Afraid of Me, and her album is called Akala Wick. It just came out also on June 8th on Top Shelf Records. A little more lo-fi on that one. Kind of a fun record as well. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's go ahead and get the business out of the way. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 450. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few exciting things coming up here. On the 23rd, Burning Peppermints have a show at Mills, an early all-ages free kind of thing that you want to be there for. On the 26th, Dead Boys are playing at the Riot Room. On the 28th, Flaming Lips are coming to the Uptown. We've got the Middle of the Map Fest coming the 29th through the 30th, and maybe I'll give you more details on that next week. We've got Negative Approach coming to the Riot Room on the 1st, Uncouth Davies on the 2nd, Brewinger's playing a show up at Rhino in North Kansas City on the 5th. On the 9th, Neurosis is at the Granada. On the 10th, Jenny Lewis is at the Truman. Bad Ideas have a show at the Riot Room on the 12th. Courtney Barnett is playing a show at the Truman on the 18th. On the 19th, Neurosis and Converge at the Granada. That should be a crazy show. 25th, happy to see Lemuria coming to the Record Bar. Via Luna on the 26th at Rhino. And the 29th, Stephen Malkmus is coming to the Record Bar. And that takes us to the end of July. Looks like I probably need to fill that in a little bit. Looking further ahead, I bet you there's some good things I don't even know about yet. Looking at the website, there's lots of new things out there since the last time I posted a podcast. There are the photos and video of the Harmar Superstar and Seesaw Show, photos and videos out there, and write-up of the Coat Hangers and Salty gig that happened at Record Bar, photos and video of the Leisure Boys, Whiffs, and Tennis Club Show, and probably a couple of other shows by the time you hear this. I know we'll get to those next week, though. Anyway, one track left for you here. I'm going to play a track from Bacchae. That's B-A-C-C-H-A-E, a band from Washington, D.C. This is a track from their self-titled debut. The song is called Prick, and it just came out earlier this spring, I think April, on Get Better Records. It's a four-song EP, and this is definitely my favorite on there, and boy, it just buzzes with some nice post-punk energy. So let's end things here. It's a good note. It's a short one, though. This is Bacchae with the song Prick. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.